You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm your host, Brian Hobbs, and I'm pleased to be joined in this broadcast with blogger, author, and ministry leader, Lance Lang. Lance, thanks for joining us on Messenger Insight.
Thank you, Brian. I'm glad to be here this morning.
Now, there's a event coming up that I'm really excited about that I wanted all our listeners to know about called The Night of Hope. Could you tell us when it is, where it is, and a little bit about it?
Yeah, absolutely. The event is being held at Quail Springs Baptist Church on August 15th at 7 o'clock. So that's a Thursday evening, right when school's getting back in session, so everyone should be back from vacation. And it's really an event that we are trying to provide to the community of Oklahoma City, folks that are affected by addiction, both family members that have been affected and those individuals that have been affected, but also it's a community-wide gathering really to celebrate the successes that are going on in recovery in Oklahoma City, and also provide addiction awareness and prevention resources to those who are looking for it.
That's great, and it's a free event. Can you talk about some of the speakers on the program that people may?
Yeah, absolutely. It's certainly a free event. Definitely want to let everybody know that. And we're having three great speakers. Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb will be there to kick it off and talk from the state's perspective on addiction. And then Jim Riley, who is a former OU Sooner football player, and also on the undefeated 1972 Dolphins team, will be there to tell his story of recovery. And also closing the event is Coach Sean Sutton, who folks will know from OSU and who's now an assistant with his brother at ORU in Tulsa.
Now, I think each of us has some connection with addiction in society today. A family member within our own life, it's common to the human experience. And I thought we could spend a few moments in another broadcast. You gave us your full testimony, but could you tell us about how God delivered you and how He's called you now into this ministry work?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, addiction is affecting us all. And when I go around and speak, Brian, I always ask folks to raise their hand if they're affected by addiction. And just about every time, about 98% of the hands fly up.
Wow.
And I always say that's because, you know, in Oklahoma, we're twice as likely to have substance abuse problems, and we lead the nation in prescription pain pill abuse. And so those hands shooting up are not surprising, unfortunately, and we are affected by addiction, even outside of the chemical realm, you know, with a casino located within 15 miles of every Oklahoman. Gambling addiction is on the rise, along with several other things. But you know, God really delivered me in April of 2011 from my dependency on prescription pain pills. And really, it was just a moment of grace where He reached down in the middle of my sin and pulled me out, and just kind of in a moment's notice changed everything about my life. And He set me on this course of taking this story I have of a decade-long drug addiction and also a background and a childhood raised in the ministry, as my dad was a pastor here in Oklahoma, a Baptist pastor, and kind of taking those two things that are somewhat unique individually and combine them together to give me a story of impact and a story of hope to share to other people who are suffering and try to help families and individuals who are walking through this.
Talk a moment for a moment, Lance, about the word hope. What does that mean to you? How will that come across to, you know, people at this event and hearing your writings and speaking?
That's right. I mean, we're all looking for hope. We all need it in every realm of life. But I know so much more specifically when it comes to addiction. When I talk to families and I see the looks in their eyes, and it takes me right back to where I was. I mean, for years and years and years, I had no hope that this would ever leave me. And there was times in my life where I said to myself over and over again, you know, Lance, you're going to take pills every day for the rest of your life. That's just the plight you have. And so when I came to find some sobriety and God interceded and really sent me the hope, you know, I always talk about Jeremiah 29:11, where the prophet's talking to the Israelites who are in a place of exile, and he's sending them hope, saying, I have plans for you to prosper you, to give you hope. And that's really the message that I've taken on, is He gave me hope in that moment of exile, in that moment of separation. And so it's my turn, it's my job today to go out and give that hope to whoever I'm with, whether it's a congregation or a youth group, or specifically for this event, folks that might be looking for hope, looking to know that their family member might be able to be pulled from addiction, or they might know themselves that there's a place or a resource or a community of people that will be able to help them find some hope in their life. And so to me, it's all about hope. We're all needing it to get through the day. And I think when it comes to addiction, it's a pivotal point to help folks overcome where they are.
Amen. That's well said. And one of the things I appreciate about you, Lance, is that you're very transparent, not only with your own struggles and testimony, but the way you speak is very direct. And I think that's key for society today. And it sounds like that's the type of straight talk we'll get at the Night of Hope on August 15th. I know there's information on Quail Springs Baptist's website, qsbc.org, and then you actually have a whole ministry. I wanted you to talk about that a moment, about your writings, about your book, and unpack all that a little bit for our listeners.
Absolutely. Well, the ministry is called Hope is Alive Ministries, and it's a threefold ministry. Number one includes the house that I live in called Hope Headquarters, where I live with five other recovering addicts and mentor them and disciple them on a daily basis, and just a place where we're all trying to make the next right decision and live one day at a time and do those basic principles to kind of get our lives back together. And so the core ministry there is at the house. And then the second part of the ministry is a church partnership, where I partner with churches throughout the state that are needing addiction, kind of frontline addiction awareness, folks that are right in the middle of it, congregants that are experiencing it, and I can come in and help them as a consultant find the right places to go and give them some counseling when needed. And so that's the second prong of the ministry. And the third one is my speaking and getting to go out and tell about my book that I wrote called Hope is Alive, and just tell folks about my story of hope and grace and second chances, and that God is always working on our behalf, and that we're never too far from His love, and that He's there reaching out to us. And that's really my story, and what I feel like God's called me to do each and every day is to get up and to be a game changer, and to get out there and tell folks that, you know, He's not done with us. There's plans for us. There's hope, and there's a second chance for each one of us.
The Apostle Paul talks about working out our salvation with fear and trembling. And of course, we don't work for our salvation, we work from it. But one of the things that comes apart across to me through your writings, having read the manuscript of your book, having seen your blog posts at wordslingersok.com, is life is a battle for each day. Each day will have its own set of temptations and trials, and light creeps in as you get away from the grip of addiction. But you are charging people to keep battling, to keep efforting. And would you say that's an accurate picture, that it's not a silver bullet, that one thing and all your troubles are gone? Could you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll reference, you know, LanceLane.com, where I write each and every day. And folks have told me that sometimes it's hard to read because I might keep it on an intense level every day, and I guess that's just because, I'm always trying to improve, and I'm always trying to get better. And what I found in recovery is that, you know, stopping drinking or stopping taking 30 or 40 pills a day was more of the easier part, quite frankly. You know, once I've overcome that, it's really been this quest to, how do I be a better man? You know, how do I continue living a life of recovery, be a better father, be a better son, be a better coworker, be a better friend, all those things. And so I'm constantly on this search to look deeper inside myself and prune and know what God is trying to work on inside my heart. And so my writings kind of go right at that gut level. And I try to ask people to question themselves and maybe question why they're doing things and how they can improve and what God's telling them. And so I'd probably rather engage there right at the heart level and just maybe stay on the surface. And that's just because of my experience, you know, living and working in a treatment center and doing some different things. I just find that, you know, God's really calling me to be intentional and to be genuine and authentic. And so I try to, you know, address those issues in my writings. And then also, obviously, I'm on a quest each and every day to dive deeper into what God's trying to do in my heart.
Well, and I think that's a Christ-like example. I mean, thinking of him with the woman at the well, he got straight to the facts of her life and what she needed to do to get right with God. And really, you said it a moment ago, it's not just about not sinning, but it's about becoming who God designed us to be as men and women. And we're talking to Lance Lang, who has put on really a great event that's going to come together on August 15th, the Night of Hope. Lance, give us the website one more time so we can check out all the information.
Sure. It's www.qsbc.org/Night of Hope. And you can find us also on Facebook. There's an event out there called Night of Hope, and you can type that into your search bar, and we should come up as well.
So everyone, mark your calendars for this event here in Oklahoma City. Check it out on the web. And Lance, I want to thank you for sharing your testimony, for putting on this event. And I pray God's blessings on all your life and in this event in particular.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate you having me here.
Blessings.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.